Hey, welcome to the film podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Brandon.
I don't know where I am. I'm Adam Scott.
Take three.
Here, this is our third take, or what it feels like 10th drink, but I'm on my first beer. Today we're here to talk about 2014's film releases.
It's a very special episode.
Yeah, it's a very special episode. Yeah. It's a really long list episode. So we'll be going down the list of movies we're looking forward to this year. And we'll just get right to it, because I'm excited, and we're going to talk a lot about some of these movies. I'm excited. We'll start off with March, you know? March, what's the first movie?
March 7th?
March 7th. I think we all have the same first movie. Yeah.
I'm really excited about this movie.
Wes Anderson's.
Yes, me too.
The Grand Budapest Hotel, coming out March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? It's. I mean, the trailer's out. Go check out the trailer. But just the cast alone. I mean, he always manages to get like the perfect cast.
Yeah, but even if he didn't, I still think Wes is excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm never not excited for a new Wes Anderson movie.
But let me just read the cast off. Ralph Fiennes, Murray Abraham.
Is it Rafe or Ray?
I was told Rafe.
It's Rafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed Norton, Sirona, I don't know her name.
Sirona?
Katie Sirosis.
Yeah. Bill Murray.
Because it's Gaelic.
Tilda Swinton, Jude Law, Owen Wilson, Willem Dafoe, Adrian Brody, Tom Wilkinson, Jason Schwartzman, Jeff Goldblum, Bob Balaban's, Harvey Keitel. Man, it's going to be a good movie.
So you get it.
You get it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I almost do get excited when he puts like a nobody in there, though, because then I feel like they're...
Yeah. I'm interested to see what the bellhop is
going to
be.
Yeah.
So basically, it's an adventure of Gustav, a legendary concierge at a famous European hotel. Done. I didn't need to know. I don't need to know anything. I just need to know what Wes Anderson's doing, and I'll see it.
Yeah. I feel like if you don't like Wes Anderson, you just don't buy into the aesthetic of it.
Oh, yeah.
You either
buy into it or you don't. You're not a fan.
Yeah. You either find it twee or just beautiful.
Yeah.
You're either into pastels. Or you're not.
Beautiful typography.
And you can appreciate it and make fun of it.
Yeah.
Like that wonderful Midnight Coterie of Sinister Intruders, where you couldn't make something as enjoyable as that and as spot on and not appreciate Wes Anderson.
Well, yeah, because he has a really distinct voice, and it really works well for the stories he tells.
So,
and this one, like, from what I know, it has like kind of a Russian nesting doll story structure. And that sounds amazing.
And for the people who don't know that, what is it, Gentle Intruder, or what is it called?
Is that the Saturday Night Live skit?
The Midnight Coterie of Sinister Intruders, I believe.
Yeah. It's online, I think. It's on YouTube. So just type that up and enjoy if you don't know what that is. My next movie is from March 14th. Does anybody have anything from March 7th still or anything?
No.
Go for it.
March 14th, I have Need for Speed.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
I'm excited,
speed.
You know, like
I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too.
I wasn't a big fan of this other what did he do before this? The director? That Act of Valor, I think he did. And
I never saw that with the SEALs, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So he did Act of Valor and he's been a stunt coordinator.
Oh, I wish I hadn't known that.
Why?
That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, but all the stunts and stuff was cool. So I don't care that. I mean, this is race cars and shit blowing up.
Yeah, and it's as much as they could do practical.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is amazing. Yeah. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, and Aaron
I love
Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Seems weird in the movie, but...
Kid Cudi's in it. I'm excited. He's a good actor. I really enjoyed him in HBO's How to Make It in America. He was really good in that.
Yeah, I liked him.
So, that is my March... That's a March 14th release. What else you got for March?
March 23rd, The Raid 2 comes out.
March 23rd?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited for that, too.
I'm super excited for The Raid, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The Raid is still... Man, it was $5 on Amazon the other day, and I can just go pick it up right after
I thought it was the 28th.
The 28th?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the 28th?
Yes.
Oh, March 28th.
March 28th, The Raid 2. Same day as another movie. Oh, wait, we're not counting now. Fuck this. Because you're just jumping around already. Because the same day as Bad Words, which I really want to see. Jason Bateman's movie.
It's directed by Jason Bateman?
Yeah, he plays the 40-year-old who, under some sort of loophole in the rules of spelling bees, gets to enter in all these child spelling bee contests. And it's amazing.
Really?
Just the fucked up, or the trailer, I mean, it looks hilarious. Like the fucked up things that he says to kids in front of their parents. That's funny. It looks so good.
Another movie I'm looking forward to, and it comes out in March, the first part, and then I don't know what the second part comes out in 2014, but I don't know what date, but it's Nymphomaniac Volume 1. Comes out March, like the middle of March sometime. And for the people who don't know what that is, it's a new Lars von Trier film. And basically it's, I mean, the title says it all, Nymphomaniac. And it stars Shia LaBeouf, Stellan Skarsgård, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Shia LaBeouf, Christian Slater, Jamie Bell. It's just...
You can't Shia name LaBeouf. Him twice. He's not famous anymore.
And basically, from what I've heard about this movie is that some of the sex scenes are really graphic, but they use the actors' faces and posed over porn stars' bodies.
Yeah.
So that'd be really weird.
I believe this comes out the same day as Muppets Most Wanted.
Well, there you go. Double feature?
Oh, is anyone excited
March
for that?
March 21st. Oh, I am.
See Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh, I am. I love the Muppets.
I'm with you, dude. Not interested. The
Muppets. There's nothing I've ever hated that the Muppets have done.
Well, yeah. But Ricky Gervais has very low currency with like the last few things he's done.
Oh, really? So I don't know. I love Ricky Gervais still.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tina Fey looks
feel like
great.
It's an uphill battle. Yeah, that's true.
It's
and
the
it
Muppets.
Is, and it is the Muppets.
You're going to tour for the Muppets, not for Ricky Gervais.
I was not as excited for this as I was for the first new Muppets movie with Jason Segel and Brett from Flight of the Conchords doing the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was amazing. That was a perfect combination.
And they're not involved in this one?
No.
Oh.
None of them.
See? I don't care. See? I still really want to see movie. It. You can tell me see all you want. It's still going to be fantastic.
I don't think everything the Muppets have done has been
I've
good.
I've never hated anything that they've done.
Oh, there's got to be some shitty Muppets.
I even watched the Lady Gaga Muppet bit thing.
Oh, my God.
I even enjoy Muppets from Space.
There you go.
And that was a shitty Muppet movie, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a good candidate for shittiest Muppet movie.
I'm pretty sure it is the shittiest Muppet movie.
Yeah.
So
still love it.
What date is that?
March 21st.
Okay. So then we got March 28th for my next one. It's a little film called Noah.
This one I feel like is going to swing one way or the other.
He hasn't let me down so far, so I can't. There's no reason to doubt.
I love that it's like kind of Ten Commandments-y and Clash of the Titans-y, where
it's more whimsical.
Real Old Testament shit pops up, like real old Christian, you know, in Jewish mythology.
Yeah.
Like, and that's really cool.
Yeah. It's going to be like Clash of the Titans.
That shot in the trailer of like all the digital animals like walking onto the thing, it just makes it look so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
It looks really, really fake.
It looks so bad. The water, just the shot of the boat on the water.
Yeah.
Like, after Pirates of the Caribbean 3, there should be no shot of a boat on water that looks like that. No digital shot.
Yeah. So, that is March 28th, written and directed by Darren Aronofsky.
Starring Russell Crowe as Noah.
Yeah. Another movie that I'm looking forward to, I know it's going to be shitty, but I still want to see it. It's opening the same day, March 28th, Sabotage. The new David Ayer, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh, I'm actually really excited for that.
Yeah.
I thought the trailer looked really cool.
Yeah, it did. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like The Last Stand. The Last Stand was a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a different director, but... Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm sorry.
Arnold movie.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as the Schwarzenegger renaissance.
I dug concerned. The Last Stand. The Last Stand was awesome.
It was really good. Yeah. It was perfect for him, too.
It was like a good, like, nostalgia movie.
It's
like, it was really cool.
That's on Netflix now. Is Escape Plan on Netflix now, too?
No, it just came out
on Redbox. It's an on-demand. Okay. See, I haven't seen that, but from what I know, he's really good in it.
He is.
It's just the movie's
Ricardo and I saw it together. We really enjoyed it. It was exactly what we were expecting in a Stallone, Schwarzenegger
delivered
team up in prison.
Yeah.
But finally he gets to use his own accent.
We saw that at the $2 theater, and it's really lively in there. It's a lot of characters at the $2 theater. And the older black gentleman in front of us did not see the plot twist coming. And he was fucking surprised. So surprised he got out of his seat, and he's like, nah, 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 nah. And I was like, this is why you pay $2 to see a movie. For this guy. You're paying for the characters.
Hmm.
Love that theater. Love that movie there. And it was a little inebriated, so that helped.
Sure.
What else do we have for that month? The Raid 2, which we talked about already.
Yeah, not enough. Man.
Yeah. Okay.
The Raid was amazing. Am I alone on loving The Raid?
No, I love it.
The Raid
is
awesome.
Yeah, The Raid's the best action.
I had a beer malfunction. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You just splurged
all over the place. I love The Raid. I'm really excited about The Raid, too. That first teaser looked amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then for that month, let's see what else I have. I have one that I don't know. It might be March, might be April. It's still not.
It doesn't matter. Just say it.
To be determined.
Okay.
Or to be announced, TBA. The Immigrant, written and directed by James Gray. I love James Gray. Mm. I love The Yards. I like We Own the Night. I like Two Lovers. Yeah, I'm a big fan. And it's basically, it starts Joaquin Phoenix, Jeremy Renner, Marion Cotillard.
Mm.
Something like that.
Cotillard.
Yeah, her, that lady. And basically it's about an immigrant, and there's also a magician in it.
I didn't see that coming.
You didn't see it coming? And
do they leave the country they're from?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, guys. And Joaquin Phoenix plays a magician, so I'm interested.
I'm in.
Yeah. So that is from James Gray, and it opens either March or April. Anything else for March? Should we move on?
Let's do it.
The next thing I have is April 4th. Captain America.
This is my number one.
The Winter Soldier. Yeah. This is the most anticipated number one.
This is the most anticipated movie for me, by far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of the whole year?
Of the whole year.
Wow.
I'm very, very excited for Captain America, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
He can barely contain it. I wish people had like a visual representation.
My knee is shaking.
Yeah.
I've got.
He's like perched
turning
ready
red
to go.
A little bit.
It looks incredible. Like, I really love Captain America. I love the way the Marvel movies kind of evolve on their own, like each individual one. It really is all about the character, and it feels like characters actually grow, like as opposed to like, you know, the Amazing Spider-Man, he learns nothing, and every other thing, it's a non-thing because they're trying to build the trilogy out of it. But these, it's like an evolution with every one, and it looks incredible.
It does. I'm really excited about it. Not my number one, but I'm definitely really excited about it. And it's. From what I hear, it's more of a spy thriller than it is.
Yeah.
It's more 3Ds of the Condor than it is anything.
It just seems like the smartest way to do like a modern. It just feels really modern.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the Falcon. He's going to be cool.
Yeah. I'm Anthony Mackie's awesome.
And
yeah.
Scarlett Johansson looks awesome.
Yeah. She looks great.
Kicking ass.
But Robert Redford, like they always do a good job of getting someone with enough gravitas. And I'm going to go ahead and say that with Robert Redford in it, Spy Game occurs in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, from this point on.
Yeah, yeah.
And 3 Days of the Condor.
And 3 Days of the Condor. There. Yeah. Oh, man.
And Butch Cassidy. Time travel.
It's great, great, great.
He
great
is Butch
grandpa.
Cassidy. Yeah.
I'm interested in this movie, but it's not, like, it didn't, I don't have any comic book movies on my list.
And,
really?
And the one that he's at sea, what's it called? All is Lost?
All is Lost.
It's also in the same universe.
That's what after he needs a break from the CIA, he goes on a boat trip.
He's like stuck on that boat. So anything else for April? I have another April 4th.
Same day, Under the Skin.
Yes, I have that too.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that movie. It looks like a man who fell to earth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
With a girl.
And
it looks amazing.
It's directed.
It's a big day for Scarlett.
Yeah.
What is this movie? I don't know.
It's directed by Jonathan Glazer.
Mm-hmm.
And he did Birth, he did Sexy Beast, he did a bunch of Radiohead music videos. And he's a big music video guy. And the movie is Scarlett Johansson plays an alien.
She's like an alien vampire.
Yeah.
Where she like comes to like tempt men, and it looks like a weird, creepy, still surreal gold frap music video.
Yeah, it's like a super serious version of a Cinemax softcore film I remember seeing when I was younger about an alien that came to Earth and she just needed to have sex with all the men because that's how they got their power. And that's kind of what you just described.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But visually, it just looks amazing.
Another movie I'm looking forward to that comes out the same day, April 4th, is Don Hemingway.
Yeah.
Is that the Jude Law one?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that looks crazy.
Yeah. It looks like so much fun.
I feel like that's either going to be great
it's gonna be really
or
good
just so painful to watch.
It's written and directed by the same guy that wrote and directed The Matador.
Okay.
With guy Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. And
that was amazingly funny.
Greg Kinnear.
Yeah. And he also directed the documentary I Knew It Was You.
About John Cazale.
Cazale, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is, that's on my list too. That's my number three, I guess, if we're doing numbers.
I just like randomly saw that trailer and I was like, what the fuck is
it
this?
It looks like, yeah.
Seriously, go watch the trailer.
It came out really early and I've been like, I want to watch this movie right now. He just looks so, Jude Law looks amazing in this movie. Like, he's just tearing up the scene.
I always love Jude Law. But he just can never lead anything for some reason. Like it never really works. I know. I really hope it does.
Yeah.
Because he's always amazing in supporting roles, but he just never seems to be able to carry a whole thing.
Yeah. Enemy of the Gates?
Yeah, but that was still him and
Ed Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like in this he has it seems kind of like he has people to propel him through the movie.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's got Richard E. Grant.
Yeah.
As like his pal. Loses his hand. And
I just don't know if it's like the good parts of Bronson or all the terrible parts of Bronson.
I think it's gonna be badass. I think I trust this writer.
It feels,
director.
Feels like a sexy beast kind of like a cool Michael Caine kind of role. I don't know. I'm excited.
Scumbag coming out of jail. Yeah, and visiting his
get
past.
Carter.
It's hopefully as good now as I felt Snatch was when I was 14 years old.
Yeah. Next on the list is April 18th. That's the next movie on my list. Is that okay?
Yep. I think that's the same for me. Yep.
And a movie called...
Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I've got the 11th.
Oh, what do you got?
Only Lovers Left Alive.
What is that?
It's the Jim Jarmusch vampire movie.
Oh, you were talking about that before. Yeah.
With Tilda Swinton and Tom Hiddleston playing vampiric lovers. And, like, they have a kid. Mia Wasikowska plays their kid. And it's, like, them just talking about humanity's craziness and... Tom Hiddleston as a vampire rock star. Sounds like a good version of The Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Not shitty. And it's Jim Jarmusch. I don't know. And it's just that awesome still... And his stillness and like his sort of aesthetic seems to really work in my mind with like this sort of Neil Gaiman-y
vampire. I totally forgot about this movie.
Really want to see this movie.
Yeah.
I like when guys like that take on like genre stuff and do their spin on it.
Yeah.
He does fucking interesting Murray. Stuff.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so dumb with vampires.
It needs to be really good to be an actual thing.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, Jim Jarmusch, come on.
We'll see.
The next one on the list, April 18th, Transcendence.
Yeah.
Directed by Wally Pfister of Dark Knight, of Christopher Nolan fame. He was Christopher Nolan's cinematographer. Now this is his first directorial debut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. It's Johnny Depp. Terminally ill scientist gets hooked up to a computer, and then
it's about atheist heaven.
Yeah, basically.
And with the singularity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. And a weird, interesting, creepy idea, like a thriller about atheist heaven that's creepy on multiple levels. The idea of the singularity and joining with the computers, and the idea of the crazy tech people who are a lot like Contact is what the trailer reminded me of.
Yeah, it did.
The crazy religious fundamentalists who are anti-technology.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this.
Yes. And it's gonna take a big swing, and I hope it does well, because there's a lot of questions that I've always asked that this movie's like kind of like delving into.
Yeah, I do. I like this is... This is the reason I really love Christopher Nolan, because he made movies like this really successful and good. Like these things that are like these crazy big ideas. Yeah. Like
that would only be done in indie stuff are done in a grand scale.
Yeah. Like Inception, when you talk about it, it's nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But just
the idea.
The way he did it is amazing. Yeah. And everyone, is coming off Dark Knight, so everyone was really into it.
Yeah.
But it just seems so crazy. Like it seems like a big sci-fi thing that, like another one that we'll talk about later, is that I'm almost excited about it just for that reason. Because this is like balls to the wall, crazy like fantasy science fiction stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it's been a while since I feel like we've had that.
Yeah, yeah. So
with a lot of money put into it.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Hopefully it does well. And it's got Johnny Depp. So, I mean, I guess Stallone.
No crazy hat, too.
Yeah.
He's actually playing like a guy.
No crazy hat.
He eventually becomes a computer, but he's still a guy.
Yeah.
No weird... shambling walk.
He's just got some frosted dew.
Yeah,
and it's got a lot of the same a lot of Dark Knight alumni.
Yeah,
but also
Morgan Freeman
has an
Ryan
interesting
and,
cast. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's Kate Mara, Johnny Depp, Morgan Freeman, Paul Bettany, Rebecca Hall, Cillian Murphy. He's always amazing. Mm-hmm. Cole Hauser.
Oh, really?
Making a comeback and going big, you know? I love Cole Hauser.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. Clifton Collins Jr. and many others. But that is, again, April 18th. All right.
I feel like we should have seen a bigger trailer for that by now then.
Yeah.
It's April 18th.
Well, there's that, I guess.
It's like a teaser, though.
Yeah, yeah. My next one's April 25th. Anybody else have anything else other than that?
I don't have anything till May.
Me too.
April 25th, it's an indie. It's called Blue Ruin. And it's about a like a homeless guy who has to like take vengeance because they kill his family or something. But I think it's premiered in a lot of independent film festivals and stuff and like Sundance, and it's done really well. And it's like a revenge story with the homeless dude.
So, okay,
with I'm interested.
A homeless dude with family.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that the one? Is John Daly in it?
John Daly.
No, I think it's just
no.
No, I feel like it's just a guy that looks like John Daly.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that is March. I think April 25th. Sorry. Does anybody feel the need to talk about Spider-Man?
I'm upset that you brought it up at all.
Okay.
Why? Why?
It's gonna be like what?
I can't decide.
What?
I've never been so bored during a trailer.
What in Spider-Man 1 makes you think like this is gonna be good?
I like Spider-Man 1.
Oh, okay.
You mean
the Amazing Spider-Man?
Right.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
I think we all hated it.
I didn't hate it. It just was like, whoa, like this was, why are people?
I don't, from day one, they're like, oh, we're going to make this a trilogy.
Yeah.
So then they don't have anything happen in the movie.
Yeah.
Like they tell the origin story again, but then he doesn't learn anything.
Mm-hmm. He's just a dick.
Yeah. That's the thing. He was just way too much of a dick. Mm-hmm. Like he was the bully during a lot of it.
Yeah. He never killed Uncle Ben's killer. He never tracked him down. He just gave up. He's like, ah, fuck it. Don't.
Yeah.
Too much work.
And he ends the movie by basically saying fuck you to her girlfriend's dead father.
Yeah.
The best promises are the ones that you have to break.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
It's like, look, I really want to bone this lady.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. It's like, dude, your daughter's hot.
So
we have such good chemistry.
I did like certain parts of it, of part one. Like, I did like the villain. What's his name? The actor?
Reese Ifans.
Yeah. But he was cool as when he was in the lizard, when he was an actual person. I like Sally Field in it. She's great.
She was good. Martin Sheen was good.
Yeah, yeah.
They were probably the best. Martin Sheen was probably the best part about the movie.
Yeah. And I like, Pattinson. What's his name?
Pattinson.
Get there. You're so close.
Fuck, dude.
I don't even know.
Spider-Man's dad, the actor.
Martin Sheen? What'd I just say?
No. His dad.
Yeah. Oh,
Roger Dodger.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm naming only characters.
Yeah. Campbell Scott.
Campbell Scott was really great in that.
For like his 2 seconds that he's in.
Yeah, I loved it. I love the fact that hopefully he's in flashbacks.
He is in flashbacks.
He is always good. I do always love seeing Campbell Scott.
Yeah, he's great. But and other than that, like, I mean, I don't know. There's too many villains already. Like, did we not learn from Spider-Man 3?
It just looks like, and I don't know.
It looks so shitty. It looks like a video game.
I hate when people say, yeah, exactly. I hate when people say that. They're like, oh, it just looks like a video game. But like this one, they're right. This one looks like a video game.
What's the guy that you like, Jenny? The kid from Chronicle? What's his name?
Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
Like there's really a good point in it where he's like that's clearly a CGI Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
For far too long. Like that's not a person. Looks like a shitty CGI Dane DeHaan character.
I do really like him.
I am looking forward to him as Harry Osborn. But the scenes where he's not whatever goblin he turns into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, Electro looks like whatever.
If it comes out at the Vista, I will see it out of morbid curiosity if I have the time.
And I want to know.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate it.
I'm only curious about Paul Giamatti as the Rhino. So
even then, they're making the Rhino a weird mechanical thing. Like he's not the Rhino.
And I feel like the trailer just showed way too much of the movie. I know that's what you do, but I feel like I know that Gwen Stacy dies in this one.
Dude.
Well, spoiler alert, dude.
She's falling down into the thing, and that's like a huge story. But of course they'll do it in the
movie. Okay, well, then my problem with that is that's not who kills Gwen Stacy, so fuck them for changing that.
And
I want a vulture.
Well, they show the wings in the trailer. The vulture wings.
Well, and the Doc Ock arms. Yeah. That seems yeah. that's a weird shot that they keep putting in every trailer. That's a
shitty thing. I'm like, why are you
Oscorp? Yeah.
Showing me villains I'd rather see. Like, I don't care about Electro. I want to see Vulture.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we ended up talking about it a lot.
Yeah. All right. I guess we.
Well, you pulled the scab off the wound, so I had to talk about
it. But Jenny is looking forward to this.
Yep.
She's excited.
I do like Andrew Garfield.
I do like him a lot.
He's got charisma out the wazoo.
The first one made me like him.
He's really fun to watch. I don't like what was written for him, but I like him a lot.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah. He's a tall drink of water. What's your next one? May what? May 9th? 9th. Mine too. What's yours?
Neighbors.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah.
Neighbors, high five.
See? We didn't agree with Spider-Man, but Neighbors, we're friends.
It looks
again.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wait,
I thought
it does look like
you
fun.
And I both didn't like Spider-Man.
No, meaning you two, Jenny and you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a divide. I felt like Jenny was like, fuck these guys.
I just let you guys talk it out.
Yeah.
Neighbors looks hilarious. Yeah. Like, if only, like, what had me with Neighbors was when I saw this. The first still I saw was Zac Efron and the other Franco dressed up like De Niro. I'm like, that looks hilarious. I don't care what else happens. That looks hilarious. And he does an amazing, Franco does an amazing De Niro. He's really good.
Yeah.
It just looks so funny. And the stuff with the airbags.
Yeah.
This looks hilarious.
Everyone in it is really good.
Yeah. You know what? I like what's his face?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
He's really good.
He's really good.
He's really funny.
He is.
I'm not going to go with. All right. I'm going to say it. He's got a little bit of the Tom Cruise syndrome where he's just fucking charismatic.
Oh, yeah. No. He's super easy to watch. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I'm sexually attracted to him.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And we agree.
Wait, did you say sexual?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. That's a good bit. All right. So we all agree.
So when he sings, your pants just fall down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But what was the, I keep wanting to call it 13 going on 30.
17 again.
17 again.
That was great.
It was really good.
Yeah, he was.
He did a good job of playing Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
I have another one for May 9th. It's a Jon Favreau written directed film called Chef. You're looking at me weird. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know much about it, but something about it just doesn't seem.
Let me talk about it. It's a chef who loses his restaurant job, starts up a food truck in an effort to reclaim his creative promise while piecing back together his estranged family. I mean, what else do you need to know? Look, it's Robert Downey Jr. and it's Jon Favreau writing and directing. I love Maid. I love Swingers. I'm okay with
Dustin Hoffman's in this too, right?
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Dustin Hoffman, Sofia Vergara, and Bobby Cannavale.
I hadn't seen the trailer, but I do just like the way that Robert Downey Jr. and Jon Favreau work together. Yeah. I feel like they get each other's rhythm very well.
Yes.
So I am interested in seeing it. I just hadn't seen the trailer.
I just want something like that with Robert Downey Jr. to have like all that old Jon Favreau energy.
Yes.
He can be so good.
So Vince Vaughn is not in this movie?
He could be. I don't know.
He might. He'll probably pop up.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Also, because I feel like Downey Jr. is like a. He can be like a sort of a.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Like he's the Vince Vaughn esque character.
Yeah. Also, I really want Sam Rockwell to make a cameo in this. Because he was in Maid and he's been like in Iron Man too. So he's a Jon Favreau. He was in Cowboys and Aliens as well. Wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes, he was. He was. He was.
So Daniel Craig might pop up at some point.
Maybe. Jon Favreau was fucking is funny and made. I loved his character, and I hope he makes a cameo in this. So that is, again, May 9th, correct? Yes. Next one I have on my list is May 16th.
Me too. This Godzilla. Is my number one.
Your number one?
Yep.
It's Godzilla?
My number one.
Your number one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Godzilla?
Yep.
Wow.
For once,
I just wouldn't have expected that.
We saw one scene and one scene alone at Comic-Con. If anybody went to Comic-Con, it's the scene and saw the panel. It's a scene where it's Mothra and Godzilla.
Mothra.
And I'm not sure I like how you just said that.
What?
Well, because I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
No, they've released that clip.
Yeah,
they released that clip, and you can see that it's Mothra.
Yeah.
They released a clip.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
not the full. We saw a full clip, and but
they did release a piece of it
that you can see that, like right when they're looking through the
airport,
they're looking through the glass, and everyone's staring at it, and Mothra's there, and then all of a sudden you see a foot
They released it, though. It wasn't a bootleg from Comic-Con.
No, no, they released it.
They released it.
And actually, there's a bit of it in the actual trailer. If you look at it, and if you really... Because we know it's there, so if you literally pause it, you'll see that it's very clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I'll get... spoiler alert.
It's out there. Yeah.
No, I'm not even saying it for that. I'm just saying it maybe for other people.
Yeah. No, it's...
Because I'm excited for the movie. I just... Yeah.
And that scene we saw.
Well, the other thing, they technically never actually said it was. I guess everyone in the audience just assumed it was.
Yeah.
No one was like, so this scene right here is going to have Mothra in it.
No.
No, it was like, you see it and you're like, sure, assuming.
Clearly it's that. Yeah.
But you can see it in the trailer. Yeah.
In the clip, the extended clip we saw at Comic-Con, it was pretty fucking amazing. Like, just, it was a continuous shot and it was pretty intense. And
I just think the scale of it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the cast is also too.
Amazing. Yeah. Just Bryan Cranston alone gives it.
And Elizabeth Olsen, I love her. Yeah, I think she's great.
She's not the best Olsen twin, but I mean sister.
I disagree. I think
she
with
is
that.
The best Olsen sister.
She's clearly the best Olsen sister.
By far the best Olsen sister.
I know she is. All right. So what? So Godzilla.
I might not care about Godzilla, but she is the best Olsen.
Look, it's. Is it written by him too? I know it's directed by Gareth Edwards. He did Monsters.
Did you see Monsters?
Loved Monsters.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I like that. He knows how to manage small scenes with big effects.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing. I hope. Yeah. Watanabe is also in it. Forgot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Sally Hawkins is in it. Juliette Binoche.
Wow, that is a good cast.
So I'm excited. What else we have? So that's another one that before we get to the big one that month, May 16th, Million Dollar Arm, the new Disney sports movie with Jon Hamm. Have you guys seen the trailer?
No.
Look, I like Disney sports movies. I like Miracle. I like Remember the Titans. I like all those movies. This is a new one. It's with Jon Hamm. I think he goes to India to recruit a baseball player. And so I'm on board. Jon Hamm, Disney, sports.
The scout for the 21st century.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Bill Paxton. Instead of Albert Brooks playing the scout and Brendan Fraser playing a Cuban.
Yeah.
What does he play?
Does he play Cuban?
He plays type. He plays an ethnicity. I can't remember what he plays, though. He might be Dominican, maybe.
I don't really remember that movie very well. I remember him singing Tony Bennett and people getting upset about it.
And doing the tortilla face thing.
Yeah. And this one stars Lake Bell, Jon Hamm, Bill Paxton, Alan Arkin, and that's it. So, anyway, that looks fun for me. So, Disney, sports. Oh, man. Based on true story.
That's implied. No one wants to make a sports movie that's not based on a true story.
Hey, maybe you do.
Eventually, they're going to run out of true sports stories.
And we'll finally get Any Given Sunday, part two. The next
movie. Walk out of that one, too.
You don't like Any Given Sunday?
I forget. I don't want to hear your opinion. Any Given Sunday, but no, they don't need a sequel for that.
Who knows? We didn't need a Wall Street sequel, but...
We did not.
May 23rd, X-Men, Days of Futures Past. Future Past. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
I feel like you're gonna be Jenny on this one.
What and what
for Amazing Spider-Man 2, where you're excited for it, but no one else is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see the new cast and the old cast. I'm really interested to see Quicksilver because he's amazing. So,
I'm kind of aware. I feel like Brandon has said this at one point, how it's just so goddamn serious.
It's so grim, man.
Self-serious. It's like, oh, it's. This is heavy shit, man.
That's the thing that I love about the Marvel movies is they're balanced. Like, there's real comedy. There's real, like, joy in it. Even in some of the darker stuff, like, there's a joy within it.
Yeah.
And you can still tell a serious story without it being... And you can really own, like, the more cartoonish aspects, all the comic booky stuff, but make it palatable and work, like, in the modern world. But, like, the Bryan Singer stuff, it's just, like... It's like Christopher Nolan was really scared of that all the time. Like, I think he even said, like, it feels like he hates whenever someone has to get in a suit, like, like a superhero suit.
Yeah.
Because every superhero has to be, like, super tragic. There has to be a tragedy to it.
Yeah.
But that's, like, overpowers the good part of it.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying.
So, Like, that's what this feels like a bit. Like, it's, oh, here's the end of everything.
It's not the fact that, it's the fact that it takes itself too serious. And,
yeah.
And not the situation, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see it, but it's not like a top.
Yeah. No, this isn't. I'm just bringing it up because I'm sure everybody's going
to
see it.
I just think, yeah, I'm super interested to see it because it just looks crazy. Those shots of the costumes were the worst. You mentioned Quicksilver being cool. I don't know what your source is on that. I hope they're right because that outfit looks ridiculous.
I haven't even seen him yet.
Oh my God. It's, oh, I almost want to pause it so you can see it and react to it on mic because it is the worst thing you've ever seen.
I mean, someone could just bring it up while we just talk about something
else. It's a pleather silver jacket with silver pants. He's got silver hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
We'll see. We'll see.
Come on, keep talking so I can have my reaction live.
So I'll be really interested to see how Joss does Quicksilver in the Avengers.
That's what I'm more interested in.
Yeah, that, I'm way more interested in that.
Well, I'm interested in the comparison of both. Let's just move on. Look, hey, you're either going to like it or you're going to hate it. Fuck it. Let's moving on to May 30th is the next movie. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, me too.
Seth MacFarlane, writing, directing. It's a Western,
and
comedy
starring.
Western, and starring, yeah. I'm excited. He pushes the limits sometimes, and I like where it's going.
Of what comedy is?
No, of like insulting people and stuff, and just the topics he broaches on sometimes.
Yeah.
I dig that. So I hope this is in a step towards Blazing Saddles and not something else.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be too knowing. To feel like Blazing Saddles.
Mm. I feel like it's going to feel like a Western version of Family Guy.
Right, where they're not actual jokes. They're just like, hey, look at this absurd thing that's happening off in the corner.
Yeah.
That's basically what the trailer is. Like all the different deaths in the thing.
Yeah.
Like those are all just Family Guy jokes, which is fine because I laughed at a few of them.
Yeah.
I have to admit. Charlize Theron looked like the best thing about that movie.
Oh, yeah. And Liam Neeson is the villain.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. And then the next one for me is on. Stop me if I'm breezing by any of your picks.
Just keep going.
June 6th, Edge of Tomorrow. No,
I'm excited only because it's Tom Cruise, and I'll see anything that Tom
Cruise. Yeah, I'm not excited. I'm gonna see it because Tom Cruise is in it.
Yeah,
look, Jack Reacher.
Tom Cruise in a mech suit. Well, yeah.
But this isn't Jack Reacher.
Well, it's written by Christopher McQuarrie, bro. So it feels.
But it's not the same. Like Jack, I liked Jack Reacher for its like.
Why can't it be The Usual Suspects?
Yeah,
I liked Jack Reacher.
Wave the gun
because it's that
in a mech suit.
I do like that movie too.
I love that movie.
Because it was that detective car chasey movie. This is not that at all. Like I'm gonna see it because it's Tom Cruise, but it's not the same.
We went to.
It looks better than Oblivion.
Oh yeah, Oblivion. Ugh, God.
Did you guys see that one?
I saw it. It was hard to get out of my brain.
I didn't watch it.
I never saw it. We went to the Comic-Con panel for this movie, and Tom Cruise made Bill Paxton do a line from Weird Science, and he was fucking geeking out over that.
Game over, man.
Yeah. And Alien too. He did Aliens, and then he did what was the line? He's like, "How would you like a sandwich served over a nice greasy ashtray?" and Tom Cruise fucking lost it. He said, "Do the other one. Do the other one." And he's like, did the Aliens one, and it was funny as fuck. So Tom Cruise, Bill Paxton, Emily Blunt, Jeremy Piven, directed by Doug Liman. Am I gonna look like a fool by saying that I like Jumper? I didn't hate it.
I didn't see Jumper.
I didn't mind
Savannah
it.
Savannah owns Jumper. I still haven't watched it.
So I like Savannah.
I don't really remember.
I like her style.
I watched Jumper when I was really just into Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the same reason she owns Jumper, because Hayden Christensen is in it. So I hope you guys, and Ricardo and Savannah don't have the same reasons for enjoying that movie.
People were really into Hayden Christensen?
They were.
Oh, yeah.
She has that and Life as a House.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Loved that one because of him.
Well, Life as a House is good.
I can't go down that journey
really?
With you. I think Mary Steenburgen is hot in Life as a House.
Why not Shattered Glass? Does she have Shattered Glass? That's the best thing he's ever been in.
I don't think she has that one.
I never watched that one.
Maybe she doesn't like him with glasses.
You should, because it's the best thing he's ever done.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's Billy Ray. Written and directed by Billy Ray, I think.
It's about, what was his name? I mean, Glass.
Philip Glass?
The composer Philip Glass,
who fabricated, fabricated
years of New York Times stories. Or no, the
Post. I thought it was the Post.
Was it the Post or the National Review?
I didn't even see the movie.
It was a big scandal, but he's really great in it.
Yeah.
That was a pathological liar.
So Edge of Tomorrow, June 6th. June 13th.
Yeah.
Me too.
22 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Want some more Ice Cube.
Looks so funny.
I loved the first one.
I loved the first one.
Again, another movie where I and this was an adult movie, a rated R adult movie. Embarrassed about how loud I was laughing.
Yeah.
And this again, this back to written and directed, directed by the same guys that did Lego Movie.
Yes.
Which Chris Miller and Philip Lord.
Yes. Yeah. And the last 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love the first one. Mm. It was really funny.
I love that they call it 20. I just love the way that they play around with all the meta, like, oh, we had to move across the street.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it all. I hope Nick Offerman's in it more.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
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 I want more Nick Offerman and more Ice Cube. Maybe they could team up. I don't know. Just saying.
I'd see that buddy cop movie.
Yeah. And then I got another movie on July 2nd.
I think you're skipping over some people.
Oh, sorry. Any more
Didn't Brandon have one in June? Or Jenny have one in, another one in June? Like the next week?
No, I don't have another one
I thought you guys had How to Train Your Dragon too.
That is. It's July. Later.
Yeah.
I've got June 13th.
Oh, it didn't add it to my list.
Oh, no.
So what that's true. I am very excited for How to Train Your Dragon, too.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Jenny's really excited about How to Train Your Dragon,
June 13th. Yeah, it's a fucking cat, guys. It's a dragon that acts like a cat. It's the best thing ever.
How to Train Your Dragon was a really great surprise.
I didn't see it.
I still haven't seen it either.
Oh, it's so great.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Especially now that you have cats.
Yeah.
I hate to be that guy, but you will...
Well, it's I guess true.
It's
Savannah
cut,
and I will have to watch
it. It's going to cut deep.
Oh, Savannah will love it. It's so good.
So that comes out June 20...
June 13th.
13th. Sorry. Okay.
God, that has the best...
June 2013.
That is the best teaser trailer, too. Yeah. The teaser for that movie.
Yeah.
Not the trailer they released, which I haven't watched, but the teaser that was just the scene of them flying.
Flying, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't know that I've seen the trailer either, then.
I was told not to watch it.
Oh, really? Okay. I've only seen that.
One of the writers said not to watch it. Oh. That none of them wanted that trailer out there because it gave away way too much.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
No,
I did see the part of the trailer, I think.
Okay.
Because you meet somebody.
Okay.
I won't say anything. Maybe you're not supposed to know.
Don't spoil too much.
Maybe that's
the thing.
I think
you actually skipped over one of Brandon's also.
What are you at?
What?
Don't you have a July 11th?
Yeah, he didn't skip over it, though.
I have a July 11th.
I got a July 2nd one. July 2nd on limited release, probably. I don't know. It says here limited.
You're just making it
up. Yeah, I'm making it
up. L.A., New York, maybe Chicago. Listen up.
Deliver Us from Evil. This might be up your alley, dude. It's from the writer-director of Sinister.
Mm.
And The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Okay.
It's a movie about a New York police officer... played by Eric Bana, investigating a series of crimes. He joins forces with an unconventional priest, Edgar Ramirez, schooled in the rituals of exorcism and combating the possessed. Ooh.
Combating how?
I don't know. We'll find out. it's Eric Bana, Edgar Ramirez, Olivia Munn. Here's the main reason I want to see it. Joel McHale is in this. Interested. What is he doing in this movie?
It's a scary movie?
Yeah, it's a horror thriller. Yeah, so.
With some comedy thrown in there, I bet.
Maybe.
For Joel McHale.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's written and directed by the guy who did Sinister. I didn't completely hate Sinister.
Sinister was really good until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. So. What else do we have?
July 11th.
July 11th.
This is my number two. Once Captain America comes out, this will
Wait. Yeah, before we get to this, there's one more I have in between there.
Oh, my God.
It's probably around July 2nd as well.
Sorry, we got to wait for something that's super still. You won't even know it's a movie.
Do you like a little movie called Once? No? Then you might like this movie.
I actually haven't seen Once.
What?
Yeah. I know.
I disown you.
Let's take a minute to think about that.
Let's take a minute to think about what you just fucking said.
Dude. I know. No, I understand. I'm 100% guilty.
Okay. For the rest of us, it's by the same director, finally making another movie. He hadn't made a movie since Once. It's called Can a Song Save Your Life? It's got some bad people, you know, who we don't want in this movie. But hey, what do you do?
Your case.
What does that mean?
Keira Knightley's in it. Sorry, guys.
Well, Keira Knightley's fine.
What's wrong with Keira Knightley?
I'm just saying.
What's wrong with Keira Knightley?
The ladies hate her.
Why do the ladies, Jenny, why
do
the ladies hate
her? I'm just indifferent to her.
She doesn't have to sing or anything, does she?
You made a very disgusting noise when he said her name.
She's just kind of a...
Here's the cast. She's
good.
She thinks she's better than she is.
Oh.
So, directed by John Carney, the co-writer and director of Once, stars Haley Steinfeld, Keira Knightley, Catherine Keener, Mark Ruffalo, Adam Levine.
Okay, Levine. Now I'm out.
The guys that hate Adam Levine.
Yeah. Mos Def.
Sorry. Oh, I love Mos Def, but he does not trump the fact that Adam Levine is in this.
Yeah. Sorry.
So
yeah.
I'm out.
All right. Well,
I'm out.
Okay.
Maybe he's not in it for very long. Maybe he gets killed.
Maybe. Too much.
Maybe he does in the beginning, like American Horse. Oh.
It's in the beginning.
It.
Sorry. No. It's the beginning. It happens very quickly. Yeah, but yeah, even that's too much.
With Keira Knightley, I don't mind her with the right cast. Like, she was great in Love Actually. But okay. Other things I could do without her in.
If there's nudity in it, then...
yeah, exactly. Let's see those flat boobs.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. Come on.
Solidarity, sister.
Jeez.
So, for my number two, which could also be my number one of the most anticipated movie of the year, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I almost lost my shit.
Before you soft-sold us on this thing.
Jeez.
That
look...
You just wanted to take the glory.
It's this and Godzilla.
This is, once Captain America 2 comes out, this is easily the most anticipated thing. Rise of the Planet of the Apes might have been my favorite movie that year.
So,
oh, really?
So let's start off by the writing. So the same couple that wrote the original are coming back.
Al Jaffa and...
Yeah.
Amanda
Silver. Yeah.
Amanda Silver, that's it.
So it's also... So they kind of came up with the story, but they went on to do... They went on to do The Lost World, the new Jurassic Park movie.
Jurassic Park 4, yeah.
So they moved on
Jurassic
to
Jurassic World.
Yeah. And then so Scott Z. Burns came in to help. And then finally, Scott Z. Burns, people who don't know, he did Contagion, which is amazing. So you need that element in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. So there's been a virus.
It's 10 years later.
Yeah.
The humans are recovering from war within themselves and the virus.
Yeah. And then
Caesar and the apes have gone off and started to develop.
And then you have one more writer that came in for last little polish. Little man we talked about in our Catherine Bigelow episode. Mark Baumbach.
Mm.
He did Zero Dark Thirty, all that stuff. Did he do that?
He didn't do Zero Dark Thirty.
Are you talking about Mark Boll?
That's what I was thinking of.
No,
Mark
Baumbach has done The Wolverine, Total Recall, 2012. Unstoppable,
okay,
Deception,
cool.
Live Free or Die Hard.
None of that matters. I feel like what they have is so strong.
Yes.
I can already feel...
It makes me nervous that there's so many directors on it. I mean, writers on it.
That always happens.
That always happens.
Yeah.
Every movie has 100 writers on
but
it.
But if the last writer's the worst, then he's going to ruin it.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, yeah. How to Train Your Dragon, I bet you has like 10 writers on it.
But
literally.
That one's going to be good no matter what.
Well, it depends on the last writer that wrote on it.
I think this one's going to be amazing.
It's now directed by... It's a new director stepping in. It's Matt Reeves, who did...
which is great. Cloverfield?
Cloverfield. Mm-hmm. And the remake of Let the Right One In.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So he's a really good director. I dig his stuff. And it stars Gary Oldman, Kerry Russell, who I really dig.
Jason Clarke, though. That's who I'm most excited about. I love Jason Clarke.
He is amazing
in
everything.
He's so amazing in Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Judy Greer... As a female ape. Yeah.
And they speak in this one.
Yes.
God, it's going to be amazing. Just and Andy Serkis as Caesar in the first one is one of the best performances. I feel like that was the best performance that year.
Yeah. Yeah. He was really great. So I'm excited.
You can feel the tone in the trailer where it's Gary Oldman's speech and it's just Caesar's eyes.
Yeah.
Like slowly pulling back. Oh.
I'm
really excited.
Yeah.
Again, just the visual is amazing of Brandon being.
I would
excited
give any. I would.
Movie.
I would pay $1,000 to just go see it right now.
Wow.
Really?
That's a bold
money.
Statement.
No, I wouldn't.
I was gonna say,
if I had $1,000,
if you had $1,000 to spare, you would spend it on going to see this movie.
I would
right
too.
Now.
Yeah, I would too.
With the effects as they are, or finished? Would it have to be finished for $1,000?
Yeah, it's got to be finished because that orangutan and Rise. That was something else. Seriously, that orangutan looked perfect.
Yeah. My next one is July 25th. Anybody else have anything before that?
No.
No?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What do you got?
July 18th.
What is it?
I'm obviously the only one excited for Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, I have it too, but
you
I
are.
Have
the new Wachowski movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have it on here too.
Because that's like the same thing with Transcendence. Like, this just looks insane.
Yes, it does.
Like, they are let loose 110%.
Yeah.
Janie Tatum
looks
crazy. I
can't roll my eyes enough about this movie.
It's about saving like an intergalactic princess on Earth.
Who's played by Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Might have a seizure if I...
Channing Tatum playing a bounty hunter.
Playing Magic Mike, playing a bounty hunter.
Yeah, intergalactic bounty hunter.
Oh, man.
Slash stripper.
Slash stripper.
Yeah.
Right.
Always, from now on.
Yeah. Sean Bean. With head, without, we don't know yet.
God, it just looks so crazy. That
yeah.
It has to be at least amazing.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this.
It doesn't...
That,
I just
that
mean,
statement does not make sense to
I
me.
I just mean it doesn't
It
have
looks
to be,
so crazy, it has to be amazing.
If it's bad, you're going to walk out like, Jesus, it was bad, but they threw... That's everything. That's everything. Like, I just saw everything.
Yeah. I get you. I know yeah. where you're going with.
Everything was thrown at the wall.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's do this. Sure.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we do this with effects? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've never seen it before, but all right. We'll yeah. try it. My next one is July 25th, and it's a movie called Sex Tape. It's directed by Jake Kasdan. He's done Walk Hard, Zero Effect, Orange County. I hate a bad teacher, but whatever. He has a bad movie in his roster. But it stars Jason Segel, Cameron Diaz, Rob Corddry.
I don't like Cameron Diaz.
Rob Lowe. That's all.
Why don't you like Cameron
Diaz?
I know.
Diaz? I don't even mind Cameron Diaz.
I don't know. He just hasn't done anything good lately. Not a fan. So.
I didn't see The Counselor yet. Was she good in The Counselor?
I didn't see it.
I did not like The Counselor at all.
But was she good at it? It seemed like that
nobody
character might be
is really good in The Counselor.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a flat movie. It's like a one note, just monotone. Everyone's the same. It's blah.
My next one's July 26th.
Nope.
No? July 26th, the new Woody Allen movie, Magic in the Moonlight.
Oh, I didn't read about that one.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
It's
too soon.
I'm surprised you haven't read about his new movie being promoted.
Oh,
A romantic comedy about an Englishman brought in to help unmask a possible swindle. Emma Stone, Colin Firth, Marsha Gay Harden, Jackie Weaver.
oh yeah, Emma Stone's in it.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I feel like Colin Firth is perfect for a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, he's about due.
Yeah,
for a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, he's definitely due. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like every big British actor has had a turn. Like
big American actor.
Too. But I
Woody
mean,
Allen
like,
films
Mc,
are our
Ian
Harry
Mc,
Potter franchise.
Ian McShane.
Which is like everyone gets a shot at some point.
Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Who was in the last one? It was, what's his name?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, well, him too. Yeah. American icon.
Sally Hawkins. Kate Blanchett.
No, I was thinking
Australian.
Of a dude.
Yeah, of a dude. And he was in Midnight in Paris. He played
Owen Wilson?
No, the British guy. Frost Nixon guy. Oh my God. I'm dying here, guys.
Sheen?
Michael Sheen.
Yes.
Oh, it's Midnight in Paris. Not Blue Jasmine.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Blue Jasmine. Fuck, man. How many drinks?
My Blue Heaven?
Yeah. My Own Private Idaho?
Yeah.
All
the
right.
Damned United.
Yeah. My next movie is August 1st.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Who wants to say
this
it?
This is like my number two, I think.
Who wants to say it? Say it. What movie is it?
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, I don't know what you want me to say. Yes, I me too.
Me too. Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
August 1st. I'm excited.
Super excited.
I'm really
Guardians
excited.
Of the Galaxy. Yeah. Another one that's just insane.
Yeah.
Like, this will be the test for Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Can everyone get into this?
Oh, yeah.
And if
I
it
agree.
Works, they can do anything.
Yeah. If this makes enough money as all the rest of them, I think it doesn't have to out.
It just has to make Thor money.
Yeah. That's sad.
Lowest common denominator.
Well, I think Thor would probably probably the least successful.
Yeah,
one,
yeah, I agree.
Financially, but still super successful.
Yeah. So, I think if it makes Thor money, the possibilities are endless for this now for Marvel to really kind of do any superhero because people will be like, all right, fuck it, I'll go see that.
I mean, I think with the four people they got,
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Including
Groot.
Bradley Cooper and Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana.
I live my life one light year at a time.
No.
He's not going to say that?
I hope not.
Bradley Cooper.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's James Gunn, so it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be really dark.
It'll be really funny.
Yeah, and dark. Dark comedy. Yeah. Who else we got? Benicio del Toro.
Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker.
Of course.
Karen Gillian. Dijamon Hansu. Glenn Close.
Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of cool people. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I'm really excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it'll be the funniest of all the Marvel movies.
That's probably a good bet.
Yeah. What else?
I mean, Chris Pratt.
You have Chris Pratt, machine gun wielding Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel voice tree.
Which does not seem like a stretch.
No. It's an amazing choice.
Yeah. My next one's also August 1st, and it's called Get On Up. It's the...
That's the new Step Up movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Part 5. No, this is the James Brown biopic.
I didn't even know this. The guy who just played Jackie Robinson. Yeah. Apparently, he's playing all of the black. Celebrities now. Yeah.
Jeez.
So he's playing James Brown.
He's gonna take Don Cheadle's Miles Davis movie away.
Yeah,
probably.
It chronicles James Brown's rise from extreme poverty to become one of the most influential musicians in history.
I can't wait until he does the Jackson movie and plays all 5 members of the Jackson 5.
In all different stages of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. My next one is slated to be released August 8th. Expected. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm.
Ugh. Why?
I can't decide.
Why?
You're over 30.
Who cares? I like to party with turtles. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, William Fichtner is Shredder. That's all you need to know. I'd pay the $7 just to see that.
Yeah, but is there something that actually excites you about the Ninja Turtles beyond nostalgia?
Just nostalgia. That's it. Really.
Okay, fair enough.
Nothing.
Why? Like, the other one was so good, though.
Which one?
The one that we grew up on. The 80s one.
Oh, those were terrible. No, those were awful also.
No.
Oh, those were so bad.
No.
Great. Sam Rockwell.
They're great.
I love the first Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's great.
The first one has some... The first one is interesting.
That was because the first DVD I ever bought.
Because of how dark a lot of it is.
It's great.
But...
We don't need to redo it.
That second one and the one where they go to Japan. Whew. The one where they go to Japan, that one's painful. We have to agree on that one.
I got nostalgia. Ugh. I enjoyed all 3. All
right. Well, now they're all CG.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it is.
I'd rather have them do just like hard R, like the comics or the original.
That's
comics.
The thing. I mean, the comics are super weird.
Yeah. I love the comics.
I know. I wish it was something like that.
We're not gonna get that. So. So.
Instead August. We get what Michael Bay? Oh no, Jonathan Liebesman.
Yeah. August 8th. I have a movie called Lucy, and I forgot the synopsis, but the synopsis sounded fun, but I can't pull it up now. It is a new Luc Besson film, and it stars Scarlett Johansson, Morgan Freeman. So,
jeez, Scarlett Johansson's in everything.
Jeez,
leave some for the rest of them. Yeah. Not us, but them. You know.
I mean, I don't want it.
I don't want it, but
the rest of the actresses. So anyway,
what's it about?
I don't know. I read the synopsis.
Sweet.
Why are you excited about it?
Well, I had read it on a different website, on like a different like IMDb type website,
It clearly stuck with you.
It's gonna be.
And
awesome.
Then I tell you, IMDb doesn't have the synopsis, so I lost it, guys.
Luc Besson hasn't really been hitting him out of the park, though.
I didn't mind The Family.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I saw it on an airplane, and it was fun.
Hmm.
It was cool. It was funny. I like that he's...
I think an airplane might bring in perception bias.
I also have like...
Because you're on a plane.
3 drinks in me.
Yeah.
So, maybe you're right. my next movie
altitude
is...
Altitude sickness also.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
August 13th.
Jeez, you got a log. I don't have anything until November.
Yeah, August. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done until...
Wait.
2015.
movie called Let's Be Cops. It's directed by Luke Greenfield. Luke Greenfield, I dug...
Wait, so are you doing all 30 movies?
What?
Yep.
On your list?
Yep,
all 30
he's doing
of them?
All 30.
No, okay. I'm just skipping. I'm just going to the good ones. He directed The Girl Next Door, which I really, really liked. And it stars Jake Johnson, who I think is a really good actor.
I like him.
So it's him and Annie Garcia and a bunch of other people. So
what's it about?
That's just a really weird pairing to me.
A pair of buddies hatch a plan to impersonate police officers to find themselves over their heads.
So drama.
Yeah, it's a hardcore drama. and am I the only one who's really pumped for Expendables 3? I don't care how shitty the other ones were. They're just shit blowing up.
But it doesn't matter.
Like, I feel like you have no. There's no. You're just listing movies you want to see. Like,
when did 2 come out?
Everything you want to see.
Well,
ones you want to see the most.
I want to see this a lot. What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's just what it feels like.
Expendables 3.
You just don't feel very discerning.
Expendables 3.
He That's just all likes I'm saying. Everything.
Apparently so.
The Expendables are just garbage. Even if you like that sort of thing, they're still garbage. Yeah.
I love them, and I still agree with him.
None of them, it doesn't mean anything. Like, you're watching it, and just none of it makes sense. I don't know who these people are. I don't care. So shit blowing up is just, at the end of the day, it's like just shit blowing up.
But I'm still looking
That's why I'm excited for The Raid, too, because The Raid, like, put in a basic amount of story. Like, it really was. It was super thin, but it still made you care enough so that it was exciting.
Yeah.
What's Stallone's name in The Expendables?
Barney something.
Barney Stone.
Yeah. So you guys don't have anything until September?
November.
October.
I got Sin City. I'm really looking forward to it. I love
the first one. Did you not remember the first one?
A Dame to Kill For?
Yeah. I love the first one.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I was way too young.
I dug it.
Yeah, I need to rewatch the first one because I liked it, but I feel like I was young and probably liked it because of that. Yeah. I need to rewatch it.
Anyway, I liked
we'll
it.
We'll see.
I'm looking forward to
it. Is it
that.
The same
it's
people?
It's too literal of an adaptation.
Same?
Yeah.
It is incredibly
everything's
literal.
Everything's the same for it, like director and everything?
Yeah.
No, because there's no Clive Owen, right?
Clive Owen's character is now played, I think, by Josh Brolin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate that. But everyone...
I mean, that makes sense because he has...
Surgery.
Yeah. So. But still, I'm not excited about it at all.
Yeah.
It's Robert Rodriguez that doesn't really excite me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I am looking forward to the new Scott Frank movie. He did The Lookout, and he's a really famous writer. The Lookout was with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know if you guys saw that. Jeff Bridges.
Wait, you like The Lookout?
Yeah, I love The Lookout. What are you talking about? You didn't like The Lookout?
No.
Screw you, dude. I'm at you. Well, his new movie's coming out. It's called A Walk Among the Tombstones. So, David Fincher. Are we excited about David Fincher at least?
What's he doing?
Gone Girl. I do.
Oh, that's
see
right.
Girl.
I am excited for Gone Girl.
I'm reading that right now.
Okay, Gone Girl.
I do really want to see. I mean, it's Affleck, so
yeah.
And I'm a whore for Affleck.
It's Neil Patrick Harris is in it. Rosamund Pike. So yeah, I'm excited for that. The only bad thing is Tyler Perry's in it.
So that's fine.
I don't like
He's
Tyler
fine
Perry.
As an actor.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to support him in any way at all.
It's a David Fincher mystery.
I know, I'm excited about that. Yeah. I'm still going to see it.
He was good in
But
Star
I would like to like somehow
Star
find
Trek.
A way
yeah,
to not support Tyler
he's,
Perry.
He's
at all.
Good in non-Tyler Perry movies.
It doesn't matter. He does the Tyler Perry movies. I am against him as a person on principle.
Whoa. Let me say it this way.
Do you know how he treats his writers?
Well, no, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the ticket you purchase for Gone Girl is not going to be interpreted by anyone.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
As
I
interest in
that.
Tyler Perry.
But it's going towards his salary.
No.
He's probably got net.
Because he already got paid.
No. He's probably
does
got
he have
points.
A big role in it?
Who knows?
He's Tyler Perry. He's made himself Someone. Important.
Yeah.
He's one line in Star Trek.
He's probably got points.
Because he's made himself important.
All right.
Enough Tyler Perry.
The point
I did not know Tyler Perry.
Fuck Tyler
divisive.
Perry.
Yeah.
In the face.
You guys got something in September?
I think he was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I don't have anything for the rest of the year.
Oh, really? So what else do you have, Jenny? September?
November.
What do you have?
Well, if you want to do September, that's fine.
I don't have anything in September. I'm,
do you?
I'm in October.
Oh, Adam said he has an October.
There was Gone Girl.
Oh, that's Gone Girl. Okay. Yes. And so then you don't have anything until November.
And I'm assuming what Ricardo has next.
October 10th. Sorry.
Oh, no.
The Interview. James Franco.
That actually has a date?
Yeah.
Oh.
October 10th. Evan Goldberg, Seth Rogen directing. Writing
I do
director.
Want to see
oh.
that.
James Franco and Seth Rogen starring.
I'm and, sure it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
And Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah, Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, I love her.
I do
her.
Want to see that.
Yeah.
I love her.
Where it's like he's the interview show. He's like a talk show host and his producer or something and him get embroiled in some weird conspiracy type thing.
Yeah.
While they're interviewing Lizzie Kaplan's character.
Yeah. Yeah. So
get an interview with Kim Jong-young, dictator of North Korea, and the CIA asked them to kill Kim. They become the least qualified men to ever assassinate.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Sounds good.
November 7th?
Yeah. Yes.
So this could be my number one, but I haven't seen an actual trailer. So, you know, I'm going to reserve judgment, but say it'll probably end up being my number one, Interstellar.
Oh.
Yeah. That was on my list. I forgot about Interstellar.
I do want to see Interstellar.
I am very excited for Interstellar.
I there's not enough. Like, I want to see it. It's on the list, but it's just I've seen so little. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't really know that's why. Much of anything that it's about.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about it.
It's Christopher Nolan. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey, about space travel. So, yeah.
And now I hear, okay, so.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't know about Matthew McConaughey in a Christopher Nolan movie.
Why?
I don't know.
He's great in everything.
Yeah. Recently, yes.
Well, this would be the most recent.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you got to be like really, I don't know, like smart.
You don't think he's
smart
enough for
to be a Christopher Nolan movie? I feel like he's really good at the parts that he picks, though. Like, he picks really good roles for himself.
Who?
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
like but, Fool's Gold.
But I feel, but he's Sarah really good in those movies. But I feel like a Christopher Nolan movie is like, I don't know. I feel like those are like for intelligent people.
Have you seen?
You know,
Jesus.
I don't
have
know.
You seen the
you
right
know,
stuff?
You know what I'm saying, though.
Have you seen the right stuff?
No.
Okay. Not everyone is good in a Christopher Nolan movie, also.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. So I'm Mud, nervous. Right? Matthew McConaughey might not be good in it. Yes, I've seen Mud.
I think what makes me feel like this could, like, I think he'd be really good in this movie, just based on the subject, because it's, like, space-related, and him, this is a weird, like, leap in logic.
Yeah.
Like, lateral thinking.
I don't know where you're...
But, like, because he and Sam Shepard were really good together in Mud, and Sam Shepard was awesome as Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff, so I think Matthew McConaughey is going to be good in Interstellar.
That's a thing where, like, I agree with the
connection,
your thesis that you're proving here, but that's a weird way
it's
to go about it.
Yeah, no, it's a weird, like, I don't know, like, I think they, I don't know, I think he'll work. There's some, like, the Chuck Yeager, like, southern Sam Shepard vibe, I feel like Matthew McConaughey can play, and that's a character that fits into the dawn of space age, where they're, like, space cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not referencing Space Cowboys in the movie at all, because that's
no, I know
a whole
what you
other
mean,
thing.
Though.
But yeah, like, I think
no,
it
I
works.
No, I could see him,
like,
as a
whole,
space cowboy. I just don't know if that's what Christopher Nolan would be going for.
Well, that's the vibe I get from the trailer.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't done anything for it.
Have you seen Contact? He's in that, and he plays a smart dude.
Well,
quote unquote.
I don't know about all that. He plays a preacher. He doesn't play a smart dude.
Well,
I'll go ahead and say I enjoy Matthew McConaughey a lot more than Christopher Nolan.
Really?
I'm sooner to revisit Matthew McConaughey's work than Christopher Nolan's.
Again, I really like Matthew McConaughey and everything he does. Well, he does, but
we're learning a lot about each other.
But I think it's very important the roles that he always chooses are good for what he can do.
I think that, but that's exactly what he's been doing for the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
it's choosing
I just feel like this
that
might,
he feels
I don't
is
know,
interesting
I'm nervous
that
this
that he
role
can,
might
like,
not
bite
be
into.
Good for him. I don't know.
Well, the other problem with that is we're arguing over a thing we have no idea what
yeah,
he
yeah, we
is.
Don't
no,
even know
true.
What he's playing.
It's
you're
true.
Saying, like, I don't know if he's going to be good in that
from
role.
What I, just from what I,
that
I've
I don't
told
know.
From Christopher Nolan in space.
And all we've seen in the trailer is him driving away in a truck.
Crying.
He's crying in a
oh,
truck.
Oh, he's in a truck, though. Okay, so that helps.
Like an old, like a pickup,
you know,
like a
there
blue
we
Chevy.
Go. He's got a little bit of Southern in him.
And he's driving out of a farm, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
Christopher
farms.
Nolan movies aren't also, like, necessarily smart, yeah. I would say. They have an artifice of intelligence that breaks down really easily. That's why Inception is so good, because, like, if you break it down, like, a lot of it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. But it plays so well, and, like, it totally makes sense when you're watching it.
Yeah. There's another movie, my next movie, November 7th, kind of plays, from what I've seen, it feels a little bit like The Incredibles. It's the movie called Big Hero 6. Have you guys heard anything about it?
Oh, is that the animated one?
Yeah.
The new Marvel
animated?
Disney animated
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything about it, though.
A group of 6 superheroes are recruited by the government to protect their nation.
Hmm. It's animated?
Yeah, it's animated.
Oh, cool.
And it's a Marvel Disney production, and I'm excited about it. So.
Yeah. Anything Marvel, I'm giving it.
Yeah.
Can we say November 14th? Dumb and Dumber 2?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea why I'm excited for Dumb and Dumber 2. I just am.
Just, like, not quite morbid curiosity, but something similar to that, which, like, I just want to see. Like, I just have to, like, I want to know.
Yeah.
My only concern
Jeff
is
Daniels
that...
is awesome.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels, and I still really like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
My only concern is that lately I've noticed a lot of people going back to the well when they're much older, and it just feels really awkward and bad. Like, what was it? Was it the MTV Movie or Video Music Awards when Mike Myers and Dana Carvey came out and did the Wayne's World bit?
Yeah.
And it was just bummer. But it was just a huge bummer.
It was a bit, though.
To watch that. I know, but people going back into the old, like... the wild and crazy guys, like Dan Aykroyd, Steve Herman? Martin. They did that on Saturday Night Live recently. Like last year, I think, the Festrunk Brothers. And it was just sad to watch.
I enjoyed it. But I'm looking forward to Dumb and Dumber 2.
I have faith in the Farrelly Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Another one that I am looking forward to, David Ayer's next film this year, Fury. Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, Logan Letterman, John Bernthal.
Wait, so David Ayer doing a war movie?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I don't think he's as good a director as he is a writer. He's really sloppy. All
right.
He's a very sloppy director.
Okay.
Is it World War II? I don't know.
What
the thrust of Fury
is.
I
haven't really looked into it that much.
That sounded dirty. I'm glad you acknowledged it with your laugh.
The thrust of Fury?
Yeah. one movie I have to mention before we leave. There's another...
I have two more movies.
No, I'm saying the same date. It's still tentative. But the new David Mamet movie. I love David Mamet. I just enjoy everything he's done. It's called Blackbird, and it's about
after Red Belt. Black Belt.
I fucking love Red Belt. What are you saying?
No, I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. Blackbird. Yeah. The movie is a grieving granddaughter of a famous special effects artist in Hollywood discovers secrets from her grandfather's past that puts... It's basically he used to be like an ex, like a special ops guy, and she kind of...
Wait, special effects?
Is it special forces or special effects?
Yeah, her special effects grandfather used to work for the special forces.
That's too many specials.
Yeah, and it's kind of... She unravels.
Please tell
like,
me he's played by Brian Brown.
well, here's the cast. Cate Blanchett, Catherine Keener, James Badge Daly, or Dale, and Elizabeth Pena. So I'm on board. Like I love that.
I'm totally on board.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is both special effects and special ops.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Interesting.
And I do really like Red Belt. I don't want you.
I love Red Belt.
I thought it was an amazing
movie. I love Spartan too.
I do really like Spartan.
Yeah. Spartan's good in a weird way.
Yeah. It's odd. It's very odd.
It's the
but
thing,
something about Val Kilmer delivering Mamet's dialogue. It's just like I'm there. I'm like, say fuck again.
I'm curious. I don't know what this one's about. I'm curious to know how much of his recent like deep dive into conservatism like affects the story because he's always kind of been that way.
Yeah,
but it was never like so telegraphed necessarily, except for Glenn Gary Claude Ross, I guess. But and I guess American Buffalo. quite a bit, but
wait a minute.
But since he's been like steadily writing op-ed pieces for
the
Wall Street Journal and such,
we'll see where this goes. But he's always interesting. So
yeah,
should we say we're all looking forward to the Hunger Games, Mockingjay?
I am, but kinda because it's the worst book of the three, or it's my least favorite. Not the worst. Okay, it's my least favorite of the books. But it's from the same director that did Catching Fire.
Yeah.
So, and I loved the movie Catching Fire and the book Catching Fire both. So, I have high hopes for it.
Me too.
Maybe it'll be better than the book.
Hopefully.
I almost don't want to reread the book because I know how much I didn't like it. And maybe this will make me like it.
Yeah. Well, this is part one of that last book, right?
Mm-hmm. There's two parts.
So, they're making two movies out of the shitty book.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the last one.
It is a long book. Though, so I mean, I'm not giving them reason, but I'm just saying that that's probably why.
And so
it's longer than The Hobbit, which they're splitting into three. So
every book that's one movie is longer than The Hobbit,
right?
And I'm excited, like we said, same director, same writer,
same cast.
Well,
kind of sad,
not same cast,
yeah.
Who?
Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead.
No, they already filmed all of his parts for part one. The only things they hadn't filmed was the end of part two, and they're CGIing him in.
Crazy.
I read that.
They're doing a Brandon Lee.
Really?
I'm hoping it's better than the Brandon Lee.
He only had like...
We've come a long way.
He only had like 10 days of production left.
Okay.
On the second part.
Okay.
Of part two or something like that. And so they just figured they could put him in digitally. So they're keeping him in there.
That's weird.
That's good. That's
well,
bold.
But the thing is, I don't know how much he's really in the last.
I have read the book. I thought he was like a big. I thought that character was a big part of the end of the series.
I can't even remember.
Okay,
we'll find out what happens.
He is a big part of the series. I don't know how much of what they hadn't filmed yet, though. He's part of. You know, if he's just like a small thing, then I don't think it'll be a big deal. I think the important things they probably already filmed. Yeah, they didn't seem worried about it.
They didn't.
With Paul Walker.
Oh, okay. That's
where it was like they needed to take a few months to talk about it.
To figure out what was
like
going
they d- did this they, in like 2 days. They figured out what they were going to do.
So, yeah, with the Paul Walker thing, I think they had to get like a meeting of all the writers and they figured out they could salvage what they had and kind of go like halfway through the movie, take a different path. So we'll see. Because I love those movies and we're not getting one this year. Fucking sad, man. All right. My next movie, December 12th. I'm going to say it.
Segway.
Christian Bale playing Moses. Ridley Scott.
Oh, that's right.
Exodus.
Oh.
Man, we're getting Noah and Moses.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm more excited about this because of Christian Bale.
I read something about a new Jesus movie, too.
Yeah, there's a movie called
Son of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ridley Scott just...
Aaron Paul is Joshua.
It's really?
Good.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I like that. Yeah.
Wait, so they're doing...
Wow.
Are they doing, like, all of Exodus?
Maybe. You got Joel Edgerton as...
Ramses.
Ramses.
Right?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I'm excited.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's Ridley Scott. So.
Couldn't have at least gotten, like, an Indian actor or something. I don't know. Just, like...
yeah.
I'm, you know that bullshit Hollywood.
Yeah. Can we CGI an American actor? When you see... Maybe they'll CGI Philip Seymour Hoffman in this one, too.
So there's more white people in the place where there weren't white people?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I just can't get super excited for a Ridley Scott movie anymore.
Why?
It doesn't really mean
what
anything.
It used to?
Yeah.
What was the last good thing he did?
Alien.
Whoa.
Black Hawk Down.
I do really like the director's cut of Kingdom of Heaven.
I did, too.
Yeah, the director's cut is really... You wouldn't think that making it longer would make it... Really would make it great,
it was,
but it does.
It was good.
Yeah, it makes it really good
because it explains certain things.
Yeah, things make more sense. I didn't like what was the Russell Crowe one where he has to break his wife out of jail. Wasn't that the Ridley Scott movie?
No, it's Paul Haggis.
Oh, was that Paul Haggis?
Yeah. No, I like Body of Lies. That was really Scott.
Body of Lies was okay. Yeah, that might be the last thing I really enjoyed.
Yeah, DiCaprio was awesome in it, but when is he not? Am I right?
Never.
I mean,
never not awesome. I love.
Yeah, he's great.
Fearless.
I feel like I have a gap between Black Hawk Down and Prometheus.
No.
There is the one with Russell Crowe where he buys the winery.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all I have. Anything else you guys have?
Yeah, I got one.
What do you got? Muppets 3?
December 25th.
What is it?
Into the Woods.
What is that?
Oh yeah,
it's a musical. It's like
it's really good.
All the storybook
fairy
characters.
Tales,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Fairy Tales.
Hans Christian Andersen
musical
come mm-hmm. together.
So Ricardo, first in line.
Ricardo can just recuse
yeah,
yourself.
You'll hate it.
Sondheim.
You'll hate it, but it's a great musical.
Are
on
they
stage.
Sing "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina"?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Evita makes an appearance. Yep.
Well,
Anna
that
Kendrick's,
is a fairy tale.
Anna Kendrick's in it.
Cinderella.
Anna
she
Kendrick,
plays Cinderella.
Johnny Depp, Chris Pine, Emily Blunt, Meryl
Johnny
Streep.
Depp.
A handful of other
this
people.
Gotta be
Johnny Depp plays the big bad wolf, right?
Is this a Disney movie? Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because the girl they cast mm-hmm. as Little Red Riding Hood is like really young.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's a musical?
Yeah. Oh, but there's also like a weird kind of
Lilia Crawford
sexual thing between them.
Really?
So I don't know how that plays.
Oof. Oof. Anything else in December? I haven't heard Vice, the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, but I don't know when it's supposed to come out, so.
Yeah.
TBA. So. Jenny?
Oh, James Corden is in it, too. He plays the baker. Mm.
Who's that?
He's from Doctor Who.
Oh.
He was on a British series for a while called Ned and Stacey. That's where he got big.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's it, right? That concludes our list of movies we're looking forward to this year. I had a lot of them in my list. I am looking
you
forward
did.
To a lot of movies.
A lot.
All right. So you could find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, U-L-T-R-E-R-E-S.
I'm at Jhenigh, J-E-H-N-E-I-G-H.
At B.L. Bennett, B-L-B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
I'm at Ann Adam Scott, A-N underscore Adam Scott.
There you go. And if you're going to buy something off of Amazon, do it. Do us a favor and go to our website, click on the Amazon link, and go about your shopping. It will help us immensely. All right. Until next time, guys, hope you guys had fun as much as we did here. Have a good week.